This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Let's dive right into a topic that, due to its taboo nature, in fairness, has remained largely untalked about in public, yet behind closed doors it is something that is quite frequently talked about. Issues around problem porn use for people, compulsive sex behaviour as well. It's something that we're becoming more familiar with, but it is still a bit of a question mark for many. Orla Reid, who's a psychotherapist and coach who covers issues like sexology and women's health, is with me today. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Orla. Delighted to have you on. First of all, you encounter people and patients that may struggle with problem porn use or compulsive sex behaviour in your job professionally. Is this more common in Ireland than we would think?
So problem porn use is the term that we would use. Problem porn use, definitely very common. I've been working with problem porn use for 15 years now. The prevalence continues to go up and up and up. And obviously, there are different degrees to problem porn use. It might be mild, moderate, severe. We might have binging behaviours around porn use. It might be getting into trouble in terms of the legalities of using porn use. So it's definitely continuing to have an upward trend in terms of how it's presented. Yeah, absolutely. Sex addiction, on the other hand, is not really a clinical term, but people still do use it, and people still do come to therapy and say, I am absolutely a sex addict, and they'll identify with that term. And so you might have someone who has a sex addiction and they might be using porn, but they might also be engaging in a wide array of sexual behaviours. The term that we would use really would be compulsive sexual behaviour, and that can be with others, alone, or with porn. So it's quite a broad spectrum of behaviours that we're usually talking about.
We're quite a private country as well. I mean, Irish people are very, very good at keeping what they're suffering with, you know, behind the scenes. They don't necessarily share it. But are we in Ireland behind the rest of the world when it comes to talking about these issues that some people are suffering with?
We're so private, aren't we? And I always say this, we love talking and joking about sex. And guys love their WhatsApp groups and sending pictures and videos and images and having lots of laughter. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty of having open, honest conversations, we don't do so well. I'm not sure when you compare us to other countries how good or bad. We certainly have huge levels of sexual shame in Ireland for lots of reasons. Our sex education is finally getting a little bit better. But when you compare us maybe to other countries like India, Africa, Asia, I'm not sure that we rate exceptionally bad. But there's definitely room for progress, especially for men to just start talking about their sexual health. And that should and could include porn use.
If we move away from problem porn use, which we were talking about there, and just move to just porn use in general, I mean, yeah. What's the story with it, you know, nowadays? Is it being fueled more and more because of, you know, dating apps and things like that? And it's because it is so easily accessible.
Yeah, listen, it's down to availability, opportunity and accessibility. We are all walking around with porn in our pockets, on our smartphones, on our laptops, on our tablets, on our smart TVs. Actually, one of the ways that people access a lot of porn is also on their PlayStations, their gaming devices. So it's just, it's everywhere and it's nowhere at the same time. The same way a gambler will say, well, there's betting sites and there's gambling sites everywhere. If you're looking for it, you can find it within a matter of seconds.
And I know that there is a lot of confusion about, you know, people viewing porn while they're in relationships and things like that. Does it generally always risk causing problems if you're doing that? Or can it be also, if you're engaging with it in a safe and a healthy and very legal way, that it is all, you know, that it actually can be beneficial to your relationship?
You know, it's such an interesting question, probably the most common one. I come at this as a contemporary psychotherapist, not psychologist, unfortunately, but as a contemporary relationship therapist, we kind of need to look at it depending on the couple, their age profile, maybe their relationship status, their marital status. So what's good and acceptable for one couple and healthy and sex positive may be the opposite extreme for another couple. So it really just depends on the age. But when it comes to relationships, the line that I always ask people is, are you hiding your porn use? Do you feel shame? Do you feel guilt? Do you feel that you're secretive, that you're hiding it, that you're consuming it, that you're trying to cover up? Like, if all of those types of characteristics were happening and you're in what would be considered an exclusive relationship, then it is problematic. It's not probably problematic, it is problematic. And certainly when I think of people who I work with who might be in marriages, they may have never talked about porn use. They might be using it 10, 20, 30 years, but it's not something that their partner's ever brought up and they haven't brought it up. And when there's a secrecy like that in a relationship, it definitely becomes a problem. And it actually steps into that kind of betrayal, infidelity type field. So it just depends on the person. But if you're withholding information about your problem porn use, you know deep down it's become a problem.
I reckon it's like anything in a relationship, isn't it? If you're hiding anything, if you've got secrets, it has, you know, the likely potential to, you know, harm the relationship, you know, break you guys up or whatever. I know I've even come across people before, like in my own life, I mean, in college and stuff like that, who'd be dating somebody and then discover that they're using porn and then break up with them because they feel that that's a deal breaker for them and it wasn't something being discussed. I mean, goes back to the whole thing we were saying about, this is quite an untalked about topic, yeah. You know, behind the screens, you know. But how can you tell the difference between having a high sex drive and then an unhealthy behavior around sex and porn? Is there a line that people cross over?
That's a great question. I mean, most people who watch porn will say, I have a much higher sex drive than my partner and that's why I watch porn. What I notice when people are viewing porn, by the time they get to me, they're probably viewing it every day, number of times a week, they could be spending hours looking at it, having binging, all of that. The more exposed you are to porn, or let's say the more you masturbate or the more you have sex, the more you have a tendency to seek out that behavior, to want to have more intimacy. So there's nothing wrong with having a high sex drive. Some people have a much higher sex drive than another person. I think if you were to consider it for yourself, it's like, what degree am I willing to go to in order to have this euphoric experience, to view content? Because porn is a very mood-elevating experience. It's like a double hit. You have the physiological, you know, the orgasm, the arousal, and then you have the content, what you're viewing, the newness of it. It's like walking into a fairground for the first time. And then there are other levels in there. The type of porn you're viewing can add extra levels of intensity, adrenaline, secrecy. So there's so much going on there. They're very different things. A high sex drive is very, very different to somebody who has maybe compulsive sexual behavior. Compulsive sexual behavior is usually when somebody keeps seeking out sex or keeps seeking out content. They're trying to stop. They can't stop. They're doing things that they know aren't healthy, maybe aren't legal, isn't good for them. They might feel levels of guilt, or they might be pushing the boundaries. They might be doing content that they know it's not sexually arousing, but they're compelled to keep watching it. And there's kind of a compulsiveness to it as well. And what this might sound like in somebody's mind is, if I don't watch porn, I won't get asleep. If I don't watch porn, I can't get on with my day. If I don't masturbate, my brain will be foggy all day long. So that's the compulsive nature, is I have to do this in order to finish the cycle and get on with my life. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but they're very different things. And look, it's very unusual that couples would have the same level of sex drive, definitely in a heterosexual relationship anyway.
It does answer the question, just to go back to what you said there, because, you know, there's obviously, we're talking about two very different things, of course, when it comes to problem porn use and enjoying porn. you know, they're the two different things. But if there's someone listening this evening that thinks that they might be struggling with problem porn use or compulsive sex behaviours, you know, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's all about informing yourself and education. I suppose if we were to just talk very quickly about what is porn, you asked that at the start. In 2025, there is no such thing as just porn. And I often hear people come in and say, oh, I told my wife I'm just watching porn. But reality, there's so many different types of porn use. And nowadays, it's the type of porn that really impacts the relationship. So if you will go onto the big sites, you've got free content, premium content, cam sex, you've got forums, virtual reality, you've got pictures, kind of voyeur cams, you've paid for cams. So those days where somebody just goes online and watches a video for 2 or 3 minutes, they're gone. Yes, of course, some people do that. But there's so many different types of porn use nowadays. And I think if someone is trying to understand, okay, how do I get help with this? It starts with looking at, okay, what do I know for sure? What are the signs of problem porn use? Who could I tell and who could I talk to? Am I using porn to self-regulate? Has the pleasure gone out of the experience? So you'll see all those gambling sites, which is also a process behavior. When the fun stops, it's probably the same for porn use. If it's taking time away from your life, if you're feeling guilt after, if you're watching content that goes against your core values, if you're having to keep hiding and being secretive, it's keeping you awake up at night time, or if you're using it to try to regulate your mood in some way, all those could potentially be signs of problem porn use. So look, go and talk to someone who understands what you're going through. Most addiction counselors these days will be aware of what problem porn use looks like. I've been working with problem porn for 15 years now, so we know what the person is going through. And rather than trying to do it on your own, come and talk to a therapist that understands where you're at and will have lots of answers that maybe you don't have. I also think give yourself time away from porn. Like, set yourself 30, 60, 90 days away from porn. That will probably also mean changing the relationship with your phone. Get out in the real world. Get off the gaming devices. Start interacting in a different way. Try to withdraw yourself from being online as much as possible, because really that's only where the content is.
Orla, that is all very, very helpful information, I'm sure. If there's someone listening this evening, I think you've really pointed them in the right direction, for sure. But if people are looking to follow you specifically on social media to maybe look at some more of your social media content that you put out, being a psychotherapist and a coach as well, where can they find you?
Yeah, great. I'm on Instagram at The Wellbeing Psychotherapist, and I'm also at orlarie.ie. Now, we have a big problem because anything that mentions porn use or problem porn use is often shadow banned, or it doesn't pick up my website. So sometimes you really have to look and dig to find a therapist that works in this area. You won't see any content on my Instagram around porn use for those reasons, but they can absolutely reach out, even do a half hour or an hour session, just assess where you're at. And that would be a great start for anyone who wants to understand what's going on. And I've lots of blogs on there. And listen, there's loads of podcasts these days by coaches and people who've gone through sexual recovery on problem porn use. So pop in your headphones, search a few blogs, a few articles, and start to inform yourself.
Orla, thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat and Between the Sheets. Really appreciate everything you shared with us, and looking forward to catching up with you again on another segment of Between the Sheets, no doubt.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.